nice experience being in Gita Nagari before Sri Sri Radha Damodar in the association of many wonderful devotees chanting the holy name all day long. How many here were able to complete 64 rounds? How many have a few more to go before they complete 64 rounds? Okay. Those of you that have a few more, you'll have to figure out the time to do it. But don't make it right now, because what we're going to do just now is to help us for tomorrow morning and the Sankalpa ceremony and take things home with you. That's the very important part, integrating and taking home with you. So stick around for the next 15 minutes, and then you can figure out your time however you feel is best. So Prema Drangadi is going to lead this exercise of guided reflections, it's called. A little closer would help. Right about where Prahlad is would be really good. Want to help? Move it closer. Hey, that's a good solution. Everyone come this way. Real good solution. Especially those of you out there in the balcony, way in the back row. Come on forward. Bring your chair with you. Wow, that's much better. Much better. Ooh.
So the writing got bigger too. We had this written from previous time, but we'll add one more question to it. So, I hope you all had a wonderful day chanting 64 rounds. What we would like to do is just reflect on how your day was. And there's a few questions up there. I'll just read the questions and add one to that there. Well, maybe not this one actually. Hold on. So what were the highlights of the day? What helped, supported you the most? Certain tools or prayers or meditations or whatever that was. What obstacles or difficulties did you encounter? And what lessons did you learn today? Or what realizations did you gain today? And apart from that, I just wanted to add another question, that is, you all made a sankalpa in the beginning of the japa retreat, of setting an intention for this retreat. I'd like you to reflect on how did Krishna reciprocate with your sankalpa too? Because sometimes Krishna always reciprocates, but sometimes we don't see that connection because mercy comes in different forms. So reflect on how might have Radha Damodar reciprocated with your sankalpa or intention for the retreat. You can take some time. Any time before tomorrow, you can sit and write the answers to these questions. We'll be sharing in detail tomorrow morning, but also wanted to take just a few minutes, talk a little bit about the Sankalpa ceremony tomorrow. It's a very, very simple ceremony, and the purpose is for us to take something home with us with some determination. Because we attend many, many retreats, we make many, many resolutions and so on. But as time passes, we all know how it slips away. So therefore, we want to do like a sankalpa ceremony to make an impression in our heart. The purpose of all these ceremonies is basically to form that kind of deep samskara in the heart. So whatever commitments you'll be taking in front of Radha Damodar and Maharaj and the assembly of the Vaishnavas, so it makes a certain impression in the heart. So apart from these questions, I would like you to also reflect upon what is it that you really want to take with you home from this retreat? And what is it that you want to leave behind? Meaning some habits, tendencies that are not necessarily conducive for your japa. What would you like to leave behind? It's very important because the environment we create has a big role to play when we go back home. I've said this in the previous retreats, that environment is more powerful than our willpower. It has a powerful effect. So therefore we see also in the olden times, the sages and all these people would find this sacred space to do their sadhana. They wouldn't just sit anywhere. They would actually try to find the sacred space. So it's very important that we create that environment and space when we go back home after gaining much realization here during the japa retreat. And otherwise, there'll be that strong tendency to fall back into our old habits. So you can perhaps consider how you would like to create your sacred space at home, externally, as well as internally in your heart. Sometimes we may not be able to chant in the best external sacred space that supports us. Some of us may be traveling or some other things that happen in life that throws us off our usual regulation or that sacred space that we like to chant in. So we have to create this internal sacred space too. We did that tent meditation. So perhaps taking some inspiration from some of those meditations, trying to create that sacred space internally. So you can also make two lists like that, what you want to take with you and what you want to leave behind. So you can take some time writing now. Did you?
Huh? They need the time just to write. The conch will blow in 7.5 minutes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.